Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the CP Show, where it's about having conversation on a variety of subjects. So sit back and relax, chat, or feel free to call in. So let's share some knowledge and wisdom. Enjoy the journey. Welcome to the CP Show. I'm your host, CP. And today's topic, the Capitol Rioters, Insurrection, and Racial Dynamics. Right? The Capitol Rioters, Insurrection, and Racial Dynamics. Exclamation points. Let's talk about this or that. Right, the congressional rioting that happened last week sometime, right? And how many personnel, or should I say about a week and a half ago, should I say, how many personnel around various parts of the globe have saw that type of destruction, right? Disgustingly destruction, right? See, it's definitely one of those type of topics for time, peace purposes as well. It's one of those type of things that maybe in the future, an individual or individuals will listen to this show and what I relayed about this topic and maybe some other shows I've done. They might be like, wow, I was saying some type of realistic truth. Right? Hopefully that might be the situation. Now, besides health mindset problems, which are sad situations, unfortunately, besides that situation or situations, supremacy knows that numbers of personnel have very short-term history thought patterns. That is the way supremacy has it. And only when they and some of their hench personnel bring up historical items they want brought up in various parts of the news and the media, etc. Now, definitely the ones who know who they are, not the various parts of the media and, you know, news, etc., that try to talk about non-biolistic type of dramatic, one-sided propaganda, right? One of my shows talk about propaganda. Right, but let's start with a biblical scripture part. And no, this is not about religional concepts, right? But the parts of the wisdom in the biblical book. In Psalms 90, verse 11-12, who knoweth the power of thine anger? Even according to thou fear, so is thou wrath. So teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. I think I need to repeat that. Psalms 90, verse 11-12. Who knoweth the power of thine anger? Even according to thou fear, so is thou wrath. So teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts into wisdom. So that wisdom and assurance of knowledge is very powerful. And definitely supremacy, assistant supremacy, wannabe supremacists, and ones that are just plain lost, they don't want that kind of stuff, right? They want to do the propaganda. as I read in a previous show or shows about propaganda. Okay? But let's see about this, the Capitol rioters, insurrection, and racial dynamics, because it definitely is also about racial dynamics. Again, the rhino on the couch, right? It's like a person sitting on a couch, and a big old giant ton, 2 tons, however the heavy weight of a rhino making those rhino sounds on the couch, and you got personnel to pretend that there's no rhino on the couch. Right? They pretend the rhino is not on the couch. Obviously, the rhino representing the racial dynamics that is also going on, not in just this situation, but many others, right? Because the thing about it, what disgusting, atrocious, nonsensical, cultural mental switchery type of plain outright ignorance and brilliancy for numbers of people to act like there's no such thing as a thing called racial racism, and the ignorance of numbers of personnel who try to play the game, the mental switchery game of telling numbers of millions of African ancestry Native Black people to forget about the past. As in some previous shows, as I relayed, no cultures, ethnicities, identity categories, etc., extremely etc., to the infinite, will not tell their people, backgrounds, etc., to forget history. They know the nonsensical part. A person can be very fluent and still maintain that person's native culture. The personnel can be mid-level executive, owning various types of businesses from a different cultures, and still maintain that person's culture, ethnicity, or identity category, etc. And dare not tell that person's friends, associates, etc., siblings, depending on the situation, sons, daughters, grandsons, nieces, uncles, right, nephews, they dare not say such illogical statements of, let's stop talking about the past. Do you see the nonsensical part? That don't even make any logical sense at all to tell a people overall to forget about the past. But that's what exactly supremacists have made multi millions of African ancestry personnel, Native multi millions of African ancestry Native Black personnel that can't get enough of running away from the past and really think. There was a little small documentary. Well, being documented, I think it was inside a movie or something. It was a documentary, a movie, but it was something about how to sell to like a Negro. Something to that effect, I should know, because it was like a movie or a documentary. It was something to the point, but it was relating to how to sell, you know, either movie, a documentary, or something to that effect. But it was like, you know, for people who can look it up, you know, how to sell to a Negro. Something to that effect. Oh, and also, there is also a little mini, you want to call it a pseudo documentary. Well, it's not necessarily a documentary, but it's called The Plantation System. It's like one of those old black and white type of movie reels or documentary reels called The Plantation System. Has nothing to do with no other culture or cultures, because many cultures didn't even exist, right? Back in enslavement times of chattel slavery upon black folks or African ancestry, Native Blacks. But yes, that plantation system, mini documentary, movie reel, however you want to call it, is a very interesting thing. Besides also how to sell to a Negro. And again, I think it's a movie or a documentary or something to that effect. But it's very interesting. It's like in that movie, what, Bamboozle? Very powerful movie, right? And when they show that part about black memorabilia, right? I'm going to get to, I guess, the topic hopefully somewhere soon here. But it's going It's going where it should be, I can assure you. But it's like the movie Bamboozled, very powerful, right? Especially that part about showing the black memorabilia. Oh, man, the music going along with it, and it's showcasing the different, or constructively showcasing, should I say, because it's non-constructively showcasing, if you get that in the point, the black memorabilia items. Oh, my goodness. Oh, man, that was a very powerful part of the movie Bamboozled, right? And how it's told to numbers of African ancestors, Native black people, you know, some that might try to collect black memorabilia. And why do y'all collect black memorabilia? That's the past. Oh, it's uncomfortable. And see, the logical question would be, who do you think collects the most black memorabilia? It's not African ancestry, Native black, that collects the most. But see, again, most of the time, personnel that are really majorly collecting or have enough items, they're not going to be asked, you know, in a type of negative base, you know, why y'all collecting black memorabilia? Because they want to collect it. Right? Is black memorabilia supposed to just disappear in the past? It doesn't work like that. Right? So, the Capitol rioters, insurrection, and racial dynamics. See, all this stuff is still tied into a direction, right? Because this type of situation that happened is going to go into the historical connected past forever, right? As long as there's an earth or the civilization within a country is still around, right? It's still going to be in the utter parts of historical concepts and time in books and articles, documentaries, etc. Oh, you know, you best believe they're going to be documentaries and our movies, etc., right, about these things, and many articles will be written about this until whenever. Next year, year after that, however it goes, that people will bring these kind of things up. Not next year, but maybe next year, year after that, but especially, you know, 4 years from now, 6 years, 8 years, however long, would it be brought up again? But again, when anything racially dynamic happens toward black folks, African ancestry, Native black people, we're supposed to just say, forget about the past. That's what we're supposed to do when it affects African ancestry, Native black people. Say, hey, forget about the past. Right? It's almost really disgusting, but brilliant. Because I relate this again. Supremacy is the most awesome mental manipulation force ever existed. But let's look up the word insurrection. An act or instance of rising in revolt, rebellion or resistance against civil authority or an established government. That is a white check mark, isn't it? Wait a minute now. What? Oh, I guess I should relay a black mark. I don't think so. I know that game of word switchery. Right? That was the word insurrection. Let's look up the word minimization. To reduce something or some things, especially some things or something or some things unwanted or unpleasant or, let me add, uncomfortable to the smallest possible amount of degree or degrees of it. Right? That's a white mark. Check that. Uh-oh. Or would it be more feasible and comfortability to say that's a blackball part? Minimization is dealing with blackball. Again, I know those little sneaky word mental switchery tactics. You personally don't have to know all the tactics. That's irrelevant. There's no such thing as knowing every single switchery tactic, as in, again, like the book called Propaganda. See, I don't need to know, 800,000 of those things, which I wouldn't even know, not even a piece of them. Don't need to. Just know a few. of the understandings of the word switchery games that are played every day. Very powerful. See, this is not some fairy wishful thinking of let's hold the hands together and we're going to sing as one, right? We're going to pretend that, you know, life is great, right? We're going to sit there and act like we can just say we wish upon not to talk about race, even though race is all around over and over again, right? Even no specific culture or cultures, right, with their own different thoughts and backgrounds, emotions, beliefs, right? And the within that particular part of that culture or culture, right, with their own situations, they still will not overall tell their youth to forget about history. It's not going to happen. So what does that have to do with talking about the Capitol rioters, insurrection, and racial dynamics? Shh. Right? We have to understand. How should I put it? We have to understand there's a racial dynamic hardcoreness that is going on right now with this racial, with the racial scenario going on. But let me take a quick little intermission for a second, okay?